This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. The formal COVID-19 public health emergency declaration expires today. And while vaccines, tests, and other measures will remain largely accessible for the time being, that may change once federal funding runs dry. Adam Fox is deputy director with the Colorado Consumer Health Initiative.
For folks who are uninsured, the risk and the concern is really the diminished access to free testing and free vaccines going forward.
The emergency's expiration includes the end of continuous coverage for Colorado's Medicaid program. That could leave up to 325,000 Coloradans ineligible or unenrolled for healthcare assistance. Colorado's wildfire season is shaping up to be normal, at least for the next 3 months. New forecasting data show much of the state is benefiting from a wet winter. CPR climate editor Joe Wirtz reviewed the data and says that forecast can only go so far.
The reports that were issued like around this time in 2020 and 2021, the national experts were predicting normal conditions across large parts of the state in their spring forecast as well. And that did not hold true later in the season. That's when we get Cameron Peak, East Troublesome, and the Marshall Fire.
Parts of eastern Colorado are still dealing with drought conditions right now, and that could become a bigger concern. Brazilian authorities say they're investigating a Colorado Rapids soccer player in an illegal betting scandal. The authorities say they're examining whether the player, Max Alves, received a payment in exchange for getting a yellow card disciplinary action during a match last season. The Rapids say Alves has been removed from all team activities until the league, Major League Soccer, completes its own investigation. This is CPR News and KRCC. Coming up next, it's fresh air. If you want to go outside, take an umbrella because rain will continue along the Front Range into this evening.